1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Another Halloween phone time.
Dude, retire whatever you just did there.
The phone line is cursed.
Okay, no, I didn't ask for someone else to do it.
Everything's scarier when you talk like this.
I'm scared, Brooke.
Today, we call a woman who was set up by one of her neighbors. Brooke was just scared. That was why.
Yeah.
But this woman was set up by one of her neighbors. All she was told before this is that there's a new lady who just moved in that wants to connect with her. So she is expecting a phone call, but she's not expecting the weird favor that Brooke is about to ask her to do.
Here we go.
On Halloween night. It's very scary. You're going to hear it in your brand new phone tap.
Why are you laughing? You're supposed to be scared.
I'm shaking my head.
Shaking your head in fear. Brand new phone tap coming up now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Oh, well, we haven't officially met, but my name's Trina, and I live around the block from you. Nancy gave me your number.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh, thank
you. How can I help you?
Well, very nice to meet you. And, you know, I just wanted to call because, as you know, Halloween is coming up.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. I've just heard that the neighborhood really goes all out for the kids with the trick-or-treating and decorations and everything.
Oh, yeah. The kids really love it here.
Yeah, that's great. Because I have two kids. And I
know. Oh, perfect.
Yes, exactly. I know they're going to be coming by your house that night. And that's why I'm calling. I was hoping you could do me a little favor.
Okay, sure. Not a problem.
Okay, great. Well, when we stop by, I want you to give our older son, Cody, more candy than our daughter, Abigail.
Oh, does Abigail have a health problem?
No, I think it's just important that you're giving out multiple pieces to Cody, okay? Like, make it real obvious that Cody gets, like, let's say 4 pieces, and then Abigail gets 1.
So we kind of do, like, the really big candy bars, so I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work.
Okay.
Are you sure I can't just give him each one?
No, we definitely need Cody to have more, else the whole lesson will be blown.
Oh, it's a parenting,
yes!
A lesson thing.
You get me. I love that. We love to use real experiences as teaching tools in our family, you know, for the kids.
What exactly is the lesson?
Well, my husband and I were the co-CEOs of our family, and we just thought it would be a great opportunity to teach the little ones about trickle-down economics. Okay, let me walk you through it, okay? Cody will come back with the most candy. Then at the end of the night, my husband and I, we're going to take most of it, like a tax, you know, that we all have to pay. And then when we take, like, most of his, you know, I'd say like 85, 90%, then Cody will get paid with the rest. You know, and then it'll trickle down to the daughter from there. She'll get less even.
Are you joking right now?
No. No. And just so you know, Cody will be dressed as Colonel Sanders from KFC, and then our little Abigail is going as Kim K.
Oh, okay. So this is a joke. Got it.
No.
This has to
no.
be.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Well, I'm saying it because I'm not going to intentionally give your daughter less candy. I mean, that's just mean to do. How am I supposed to be seen as, like, a friendly neighbor to her?
You know what's really mean?
What?
The real world.
Yeah, but these are kids. I mean, you only get to be a kid once.
Exactly. It's the only time you get to learn this without it hurting. You know, Abigail's got to get used to making less. Not only is she the youngest one in the company, gender pay gap. You know, we're not going to fix that by the time Abigail enters the workforce now, are we?
Look, I'm not here to tell you how to parent your children, but I think you're taking this way too far.
You know what? I'd appreciate you keeping your opinions to yourself. And if you can't do that, why don't you take a king-size Snickers bar and shove it in your mouth hole?
I'm sorry. Are you threatening me?
You're quick.
Wow, you come over into my neighborhood and you're telling me how to run my house and my Halloween candy.
And you're telling me how to mother my children. What are you going to tell me next, that the Kim K costume is not appropriate for a 9-year-old?
It's absolutely not appropriate for a 9-year-old. What are you going to do, give her Juvederm next?
Oh, you know the fancy word for Botox. Good for you.
Okay.
And I can already tell what kind of parent you are. Oh, did that little girl's Kardashian costume offend you, honey? Yeah, I can book you a therapy appointment.
I am not some snowflake. I'm just saying, don't rope the rest of the neighborhood.
Your kid's going to show up at my door and start crying when I give little Johnny more candy than little Tina or whatever the hell you name them.
My kids are never coming to your house. When I find out exactly where you live.
Do you hear me crying? That's me crying. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm not. I'm not sad about that at all.
You sound like the kid in this family. How about you grow the f*** up?
Oh, trick or treat.
What?
Pick trick. Because this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, your neighbor Nancy set you up. She said Halloween in your neighborhood is just going to be crazy this year. And she wanted to play a joke on you. So trick.
Oh, I listen to your show all the time. I should have known your voice. I can't believe that.
Well, I hope I don't sound like that on the radio. My gosh.
I was over here like, who is this whack job that just moved into my neighborhood?
You're just putting the trick into trickle-down economics, you know what I mean?
Genuinely, yeah.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.